Navigating complex legal documents, archives, and reference materials can be as daunting as the intricacies of the legal profession itself. Some Marylanders may be unaware of the wealth of support from our state's public law libraries, their unique archives, and the resources they can offer. Dave Panzer of the Maryland State Law Library in Annapolis sheds light on legal innovators of the information age.
Libraries are breaking out of the traditional time-honored walls of books. Modern libraries not only offer information through non-print media, they are hot zones of additional services, many of which reach beyond the physical library itself. Libraries are the great innovators of the information age. The Maryland State Law Library in Annapolis manages questions ranging from the practical, such as how do I calculate a paycheck garnishment for my employee, to the unusual, like am I allowed to raise chickens within city limits? An increasing number of requests, nearly 10,000 annually at last count, pour in from visitors, but also by telephone, email, and online chat. 6 full-time and 3 part-time librarians respond to these questions using resources that range from traditional print books and tried-and-true microform to subscription databases, and increasingly more often, internet-based digital sources. Although librarians are not allowed to give legal advice, they can help non-attorneys, students, researchers, and others better understand what is often a complex and confusing legal system. The State Law Library is home to the Maryland People's Law Library, a legal self-help website with hundreds of articles on practical aspects of Maryland law and procedure. The articles are written for people who find themselves facing legal challenges without a lawyer. The People's Law Library website, maintained by library staff with the help of the Maryland Judiciary and volunteer attorneys, is a national leader in legal self-help, pointing users to service organizations and in-person clinics, in addition to providing simple and reliable explanations of Maryland law. The State Law Library also actively preserves a wealth of digital government information. The library is a founding partner in the Chesapeake Digital Preservation Group, established to ensure permanent access to government reports and publications that are born digital. The library has digitized hundreds of other legal information sources, including Maryland Court of Appeals Rules Committee meeting minutes and reports of state task forces and commissions. Without the availability of these resources, our historical records would be much harder to find, and some material is at risk of simply disappearing altogether over time. Tours are also available for schools and community groups upon request. One of the most frequently requested tours is of the Special Collections Room, well known for its nearly complete set of hand-colored John James Audubon Birds of America lithographs and rare historical Maryland legal materials. The Maryland State Law Library isn't the only law library at the forefront of innovation. For example, several county law libraries, housed in circuit court buildings, have developed and implemented in-person legal assistance clinics, where Marylanders can consult with volunteer attorneys on civil legal issues. As technology and legal information sources continue to evolve, Maryland's public law libraries have embraced these developments, often leading the charge to provide Marylanders with user-friendly ways of discovering the legal information resources necessary for access to the justice system.
To connect with a librarian from the Maryland Law Library, visit law.lib.state.md.us or visit peoples-law.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as jurisprudence and literature, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.